The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
A test case in New Zealand finds that the four-day work week is a viable option. Let's discuss that idea with Scott Sargis, who is founder and president of Strategic Search Corporation here in Chicago. Welcome to our program, Scott. How does this Happy Thursday to you. This is the fourth day, right? How does this work?
Well, as we've discussed in the past, Chris, we are in a war for talent, especially for key technical, engineering, scientific, and manufacturing technology people that we place. And as I mentioned the last time I was on the air for a different topic, but it is a mantra that I continually recommend as being flexible. How it works is part of that mantra of being flexible. A lot of employers are fixed to the five-day work week, and 5 days doesn't necessarily equate to more productivity. And I think this is just another example of being creative and figuring out a way to be flexible in order to increase more productivity.
Does the company benefit? Is it putting out less pay for the people who work there?
Well, as part of the survey, they mentioned that a third of the employees said that they would take 20% less pay in order to work fewer days. But it depends on the company. This is not being done across the board in the United States. However, there's a flip side of this that was being done in Japan a while back. In Japan, when they had, instead of what we have in this country, across the board layoffs, in fact, Kellogg recently had a $1 billion write-off and laid off a lot of people. Instead of just having across-the-board layoffs in Japan, for many years, they have cut across-the-board four-day work weeks where everybody, including top executives, would work 4 days. So this not only is a way to reduce stress, as that New Zealand study said, but also a way to create more equality in the workforce. So a kind of esprit de corps comes out of that.
Doesn't seem like a question that can be answered in 30 seconds, but I'll try it anyway. How does that kind of fit with this hard-charging American work ethic, where you're penalized if you want to work less? Like it always seemingly rewards the person who stays in the office, 60 to 80 hours a week.
Rob, it doesn't reward them, because we've got a mindset here. But if you look at this from a macro perspective, Rob, people are not necessarily productive for all 5 days or for 100% of the time they're there. So it's a question of productivity. How can you eke out the most productivity from your workforce? And this is just another way to possibly look at it. Once again, be flexible with your workforce and look at the ways to increase your innovation. This is another thing that companies should look into.
Scott Sargis, founder and president of Strategic Search Corp in Chicago, thanks for joining us this afternoon. If you missed any part of today's Noon Business Hour, we'll have the replay podcast available shortly at WBBMNewsRadio.com and the Radio.com app.